Chapter 25. Grunt and Curdley was not built for speed. He stayed back in his position at the woodland fringe, facing the South Abbey wall. A dozen litter bearers and two scouts, Noggo and Bicklow, were with him. The rest of the horde, led by Stringle, had gone off to chase the sea raiders. Gruntan lounged on the mossy sward, relishing a substantial clutch of partridge eggs, which the scouts had found in some long grass not far from the ditch side. He swigged nettle beer from a small pail, wolfing down the hard-boiled eggs as fast as his lackeys could peel them. Wiping a grimy paw across his mouth, Gruntan belched happily.
By the hell's teeth, I do like a good partridge egg. More tasty than wood pigeons, eh, Leggle?
The old female rat who acted as his healer and physician commented caustically.
I'll tell you if I ever get the chance to taste one. Sometimes I think you're going to grow feathers, you eat so many eggs.
Gruntan slung a pawful of crushed eggshells at Laggle.
You mind your mouth, Granny. Go and do somewhat useful. Fetch me more beer. Noggo, come here and talk to me. Tell me more about that raggedy bottom bunch.
The scout had already told Gruntan all he knew, several times, but he was obliged to recount it all again.
There was about 20 of them, boss. After our lot ran them off, me and Bicklow took a look at what they'd been up to. The main bunch had started digging an hole in the side of the ditch facing Redwall.
Gruntan probed his snaggle teeth with a hooked claw, spitting out eggshell fragments.
What do you reckon they was up to?
Noggo said what he had already surmised the first time.
Only one thing they could have been doing, boss. Digging their way into the abbey.
Again, Gruntan Curdley became highly indignant.
But that's our abbey, not theirs. We're the ones who's going to take that place. That done blunder the nerve of those animals.
He took a deep swig from the beer pail, coughing and spluttering as his resentment against Vizca Longtooth's crew heightened.
It ain't right. That's what it ain't. By cracky, I hope Stringle collars a few of those villains alive. I'll teach them to steal our abbey. I'll skin them alive and feed them their hides. You's lot over there. Can't even peel the shell off the patrick's egg between you. I'm swallowing more shell than egg. Here, Leggle, look at this one.
He tossed the boiled egg to the old healer, who immediately ate it whole. She shook her head.
Nah, that woman wasn't fit for you to eat. You're right. Get them eggs peeled proper, you lazy lot.
Gruntan moved back onto his litter, commenting sourly.
I can't get nothing done right these days. Noggo, what's that noise? Go and find out. Oh, I don't know. Can't even take a decent nap now without all kinds of funny noises.
Noggo saluted and crept off, following the direction of voices raised in song. It was coming from behind the southwest wall gable.